Welcome everybody to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. It's very unusual and very rare that we get two powerhouse females on the line at the same time. And I'm not sure. You know, I never did kind of decide a pecking order of who wants to go first, or maybe you guys can volley back and forth.
Well, I have a class. This is Sherry. I'd
love
to.
Right. That's right. I'm going to have you. You mentioned that. So, Sherry, why don't you? And we don't. Most of the people on the line have heard your story. For those who have not, let's talk about what. My goodness, what you have dealt with when it comes to sleep issues, going all the way back to, I want to say it was a car accident that, was it, am I correct?
Actually, if I go back to when I was little, if I went to somebody else's house, I would lay there all night and never sleep.
Okay.
And I just never really, who thought about that, you know, growing up, people at our age, we never talked about sleep, nobody did in the world. And so, I guess I've just always had sleep issues. Even in high school, I went to bed at 1 in the morning, slept 4 or 5 hours, and never slept anymore. And that's kind of the way when I became a young mom and working real estate, I got down to 3 to 5 hours a night. And, again, it was just what I did to get everything done in a day. But then a car accident 18 years ago really changed my life, because that set me into something called fibromyalgia. And, boy, then it isn't even a choice. You just, you're asleep for 2 hours, and then you're up for hours. And it's just night after night after night. And this, you know, you can go back to sleep, but then you jolt awake again. And so a lot of years of not sleeping. And when I got into Nikon 18 and a half years ago, I was born with a back issue and horrible, horrible spasms, sciatica, and twisted spine and all kinds of problems. So my back was really the reason that I first heard about it. Well, the mattress pad, the old one, really helped my back. I mean, I was able to lay down and not have so many spasms. I used to lay there for 20 minutes before I could even move. I mean, I would lay down and wait 20 minutes for the spasms to stop. Just to be able to attempt to go to sleep, and that's the way my life always was. And yet when I got the mattress pad 18 years ago, I could lay down, I could actually get up and not be in spasms. And I could sleep some, but nothing like the new one. Oh, my God.
Now let's, Sherry, let's talk about trenches. And both you and Sharon, members of the Leadership Council, so you both were recipients of, or I should say guinea pigs, of the new nature rest.
Didn't even know. It just showed up one day, this topper.
This is September of...
No, it was 1 week before.
1 week
7 days
before.
Is all. Yeah.
My goodness. Okay, so we're talking October of 2009.
Right.
You get this, and it's compared to what we used to have that had kind of some sort of firmness and stability, this is really frumpy, and you kind of have to wrestle it onto the bed.
And it's heavy.
And it's very, extremely heavy. So, Sherry...
It was pretty funny watching Jack do that, because with my back, I can't lift much, and so it's like kind of wrestling with Jell-O.
So four to five hours of sleep a night on the Kinko pad or the... Kinko Air, or the, you know, what we had before.
Right.
And what was that first night like for you?
Well, you just lay down, and to me, it's like when I lay there, like two arms reach up, hug me and pull me down. That's my visual of what happens on this. It just literally sucks you in, and I sleep. I mean, I slept 9 hours the first night. And I know Steve thought Sharon was dead. So, you know, it's like here's two hyper type A crazy ladies their whole lives who all of a sudden are like somebody hit us over the head.
And what? So we're talking that's 8 months ago now. What has it still been the same for you? I mean, it's 8, 9 hours a night? Or?
Yeah, I probably have one night a week that because my brain won't shut off.
Hmm.
That I have, you know, this that's women's brains, you know,
sure.
Fires, like fireworks. But I still am getting the sleep. I just might wake up.
Right.
But most of the time, I mean, you don't want to get up.
Yeah.
You just kind of are laying there snuggling, and you got to understand, with my back literally twisted every which way and connected at the hip where it shouldn't be, there's a lot of pain. And I just lay there. It's just amazing to me not to hurt.
Okay.
Because the problem is still there with the back.
Yeah.
I just don't have, you know, the P word.
Okay. Now, statistically, we know that, and I was watching Dr. Oz last night, and it's just amazing the amount of issues that our bodies deal with when we don't get that deep rejuvenating sleep that our bodies need. And, you know, they recommend 7 to 9, somewhere in there. And
well, I read recently that if you don't get 8 to 9, you live a lot less years. And let me tell you, Sharon's my age, or Sharon, that really wakes you up right there. When you spend several days a year at friends' funerals at this age, and you go, holy, I mean, two of my neighbors just dropped at 50 and from heart attacks a week apart. And I go, you know what? I want that extra hour. I've never taken the time out of my life to allow. I would set my alarm at 7 hours, hoping I could at least get that ultimately after being in bed for many hours.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I mean, I want that extra hour or so. Because I'm not ready to go.
Sure.
And I have things to do, people to help, and Nathan, you know I can't fix the
bucket
yet.
But, Jaron, let's hear from you, and then we'll go back to Sherry here. Again, go back to what was life like even, you know, at the beginning stages of Nikin, and, you know, dealing with some of the physical issues that we deal with. And compare and contrast. You know, I got the wellness home and using the products, but then all of a sudden this thing shows up. So,
well, for me, this is in the fall I'll be starting my 8th year in Nikin.
Okay.
And so before that, I had a wonderful, wonderful Stearns and Foster mattress for which we paid about $5,000.
Ouch.
But it never allowed us to have a decent night's sleep, seriously. We bought it because at the time it came from a store in which they guaranteed us that every 3 months they would come and flip it for us. And since the thing weighed 325 pounds, we were very happy to have a team of 4 guys come over and flip the mattress. And then they sold that franchise to somebody else, and that person no longer provided that service. So that was down the tube and a really bad idea. But for me, probably the first weekend product that I tried outside of a pet pad and a bottle of immunity tablets was sleep. And although I tried every single one, I've had the pad, and I've had the mattress, and I've had the Kenko Air, I've had everything. Nothing ever felt like this felt. So while the initial product, the initial mattress that was, 7 or 8 inches high, had a profound experience on me because it made my husband stop snoring, which meant that I could start sleeping. It was rather nice because I'd been sleeping next to a truck, an 18-wheeler, for like the past who knows how many years, stabbing him in the spleen and in the pancreas, which didn't work. But the Nature S made a huge difference, and it made a huge difference from the standpoint of, Sherry is right, the first night that I was on it, my husband had to come and take me to make sure that I was still alive. That had never happened before. I had never been in a level of REM 5 sleep that cycled so many times that I felt so totally incredible.
Darren, you said the dog was licking your face and you weren't even waking up.
He wasn't, and that would really make you sick. Seriously, we know where his tongue has been. So, I mean, I just could not wake up. I could not get out of the bed. And when I got out of the bed, because it was time to get up and to go somewhere, I got out with such a boost of energy and such a profound joints felt better, my head felt better, everything that had never really hurt before felt great. And I thought, oh my God, if you can sleep like this every night, isn't that pretty amazing? And I've seen, you know, from what I've seen since then, with people on whom I've used the product and people who have tested the product, you know, what they say is history is in the making, you know, I was used to rubber things, but this thing is incredible. The pillow cradles my neck. I mean, the kinds of things that you hear are totally amazing. So I started to think, okay, it's just me in the beginning. But then I realized it's not just me.
Sure.
I mean, I'm using the product right now with a lot of people who use CPAP machines. And although there are various schools of thought in terms of CPAP and in terms of sleep apnea, do I or do I not have sleep apnea? It's like, am I or am I not pregnant? You almost are or you almost not. But every 10 seconds without breathing that's accompanied by a specific EEG, you know, a test of brain activity, it results in desaturation of oxygen in the blood. And so we characterize sleep apnea as either central, in which you stop breathing because you lack the effort to breathe, or obstructive, which is a physical blockage, which might be something like maybe you need to hyperextend your neck, maybe something else that's going on in your body. But daytime drowsiness and fatigue are, of course, the most common symptoms of sleep apnea. But how many of us, even when we were in school, think back, you had a really boring teacher, your head tilted over to the side, you bobbed it a few times, you never realized that you were in the beginning stages of what would eventually be REM 5 sleep.
Sure.
And so between the kinds of sleep disorders we have with people who don't take time to sleep, and things like restless leg syndrome and something that is called periodic limb movement disorder, which is similar to restless leg syndrome, there are many, many challenges. Previously, before NatureRest, even with the first weekend products, I used to tell people, exercise early, maintain consistency, perform rituals before sleep, meditate, take a cup of hot tea, restrict food and alcohol and caffeine before bed, stop worrying about the next day for a change, which we all do, and you'll get a decent night's sleep. And certainly with the previous sleep systems, maybe it worked a little, maybe it didn't. For me, I'll be honest, it really didn't. But I believe seriously that life has changed since this particular product. I can almost sense where the random access magnetics are. I can almost feel
Wow. How
great that is. I can see the difference with the dog. He only wants to stay right where those magnetics are. He jumps up on the bed and that's where he wants to be. He's no fool.
And
animals are certainly much more intuitive than people and they get it for sure.
Sure, sure. And from a technical standpoint, our previous sleep systems had, you know, magnets that were 800 Gauss and our new RAM technology, we're talking 3,200 Gauss, so four times the strength. So there's a significant change. And let me go back to Sherry right quick. Sherry, a couple weeks ago you had a gentleman call you and he wanted you to either send it back or get his money back or something. It was like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, this is a guy that a diabetic and had severe sleep issues, thrashing and snored terrible. And he got on the products 2.5 years ago and still has his 10 toes that were black and are now pink, so that's a good thing. But he has had the other mattress pad for 2.5 years and was happy. Well, he orders his new one about a month ago, and I get a call at 10 o'clock the next morning, and there's this serious tone, and he's like, you know, I put my new topper on the bed last night. And I said, yeah, it came, yeah. And I said, how'd you like it? And he said, how do I send it back? I said, why?
Oh.
What is wrong with it? And I was just like, oh, no, because, you know, they've been a little late in coming, and so it was like, oh, no. And he said, I just woke up. It's 10 o'clock. This is unacceptable.
Well, I think it's highly acceptable. I think it's a dream.
So I told Doug that, who's our president, for anybody that might listen to this, and it was just funny. It took him a second to get it, but Doug said, well, maybe we ought to put a flyer in there saying may interfere with your work schedule as a side effect of it.
And how old is this guy, Sherry?
How old is he?
He's yeah.
51 next month.
Okay, the reason I ask is because the Sleep Council makes some recommendations in terms of the number of hours of sleep. So, of course, for instance, it can be as much as 16 hours a day, including naps, for kids 3 to 6, 10 to 12 hours, or kids 6 to 9, about 10 hours, kids 9 to 12 and teenagers, 9 nighttime hours, and we know teenagers don't get that. And adults, when the adult range can vary anywhere from 5 to 10, which is, the 5 is dreadful, it averages about 7 to 9. And I've read some things that say that women should never sleep more than 7 because it interferes with their cognition. Men, it's okay to go to 9. But women, once you get beyond 7, you're interfering with your brain function. And then seniors, and who knows what a senior is these days, but
not
older
me.
Adults...
How about you?
Not me, never. I was just calculating how long I have to stay alive to go to my grandson's wedding, and he just turned 5, so what does that tell you? Older adults tend to require as much sleep as kids, including daytime napping, which is really interesting. So as you get older, your body does require perhaps a periodic little nap or a little this or a little that. But what I find is that the folks who I have using this product who are between 50 and 60, which is quite young, you know, the new 40, quite frankly, they don't take naps anymore, and they don't fall asleep anymore at their desk. And granted, I have them doing some other things, like drinking some decent water and things like that that we know always helps. But I believe that from a recommendation standpoint, while they're pretty much on target, I think naturists changes the playing field.
You know what? I just figured something out from you doing those timelines, Sharon. We've worked a lot.
But you're 9 years old, right?
Yes. In my mind. We have worked a lot with the autistic children when the parents will let us, and that's the hardest problem. It's not the results. It's getting the belief to even put it on them. So there was always a three-week marker. 3 weeks. Something would finally, you know, like if you loan a mattress pad to most people, within 5 days, usually one or two, you can tell, they can tell something. But with autism, Asperger's, any of that, it was like this 3 week to 3 month switch. Well, we did a month ago, another family here, and at 7 days, nothing. At 10 days, bam. 10, not 3 weeks. 10.
Right.
Oh, my gosh, I have goosebumps. I am so excited because
that
shows the power of what we have and how quickly the body can respond. Since that, it's another 2 weeks, and it's like unleashing all of these wonderful normal behaviors. It is so exciting. Don't everybody call me, please, about that. It's like, go find a family and help them, you know?
And Sharon, you said those statistics, those amounts, that was the Sleep Council?
Yeah, the Sleep Council makes recommendations. There's also a really interesting study that is often used. It's called the survey, and it's called, let me get the name for you, the Epworth, E-P-W-O-R-T-H, sleepiness scale. It's used to determine the level of daytime sleepiness. And if you get a score of 10 or more, you're considered sleepy. A score of 18 or more is very sleepy. And if you score 10 or more on this test, you should consider whether you're obtaining adequate sleep, need to improve your sleep hygiene, and or need to see a specialist. I like to use that sometimes when I'm evaluating people in terms of they feel I don't have a problem, and I'll just give them this one feature. And say, here, just give me the answer to these questions, and you can self-score.
Sure.
So it's all on one page. But it's called Epworth, E-P-W-O-R-T-H, sleepiness scale, and you can Google it and just download it as a PDF, carry it around with you, and when somebody says, well, sleep is an issue for me, you say, take a second and tell me, how big an issue is it?
Okay.
And because it's not related to NECAN in any way, it's fairly objective, and it's something that is used, gosh, nationwide, a lot in Florida, but nationwide. It's
so
used in a lot of sleep clinics.
So the Epworth
sleepiness scale.
Okay.
Not sleepy like Dopey and his brothers, S-L-E-E-P-I-N-E-S-S.
Okay. And again, it's a great tool because, as you stated earlier, that older adults often require, according to this, that in the study, it requires as much as kids. And I know that our older daughter is definitely at the age of almost a 12-year-old, way less than her 8-year-old sister. And she can survive on 9 to 10 hours of sleep, where her sister needs more like 10 to 11. And the significant change, though, then, and I think this is what I'd like to wrap up our conversation with. I know it has been brief, but for the sake of Sherry getting to her class, the bottom line is that with the Nature Rest sleep system, we are seeing, and as Sherry is alluding to and realizing, that the accelerated change in a person's body because of the depth, because of these RAM magnets, because of the technology and the natural latex rubber compared to what we had before. And it's not that we want to beat up what we had before, but this is a complete acceleration into the direction of getting people and getting our physical bodies the depth of sleep, exactly what both of you have alluded to, and you guys both experienced it. And in a way, in such a profound way, and I mean instantaneously, and I know there's so many others that within the first night, I know Yvonne Nelson, the same thing. 11 hours she slept on.
Mm-hmm.
And Reed was the same thing. And that he said, Vance, I've never dreamt. And I every single morning when I wake up, usually I'll wake up and then I'll, you know, think, oh my goodness, what? And I have to look around because the depth and the dreams. And I'm talking several nights or several dreams in the same night.
Right.
Right.
That are so
which means several cycles of REM sleep, which is what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what else, Vance? I want people to realize that, you know, I mean, this new topper is just mind-boggling fabulous. After having the same one for over 30 years, we knew that one worked. But this one works quicker, better. And so, and it's more comfortable. So, I mean...
Sherry, I would say that this one takes you from a Jeep to a Bentley. Don't you agree?
I mean, there's no comparison to what Anthony has created in the new style of magnet, let alone having organic latex, because I am an environmentally sensitive, and that's putting it mildly, person. I get up and move at church if somebody has perfume on. Mm. So to have something organic is just wonderful. I could lay it on my bed and literally lay down without airing it out. And so that was exciting. And people love this new pillow. That's the first thing. We never had people ever in 18 years say, I love my pillow.
Right.
They
exactly.
want that pillow. They take out the stuffing. I tell them, take a Ziploc bag, take some out. If I loan it, take some out, put it in there, give the baggie back to me with the extra so I can put it back in. But they can adjust their pillow night one, and they're so happy. But the thing that I would like to say before I get off here is that Sharon and I are... what are we? What would we call us? We're up well into our 60s. And
no, we're young adults.
We go. What did you say?
We're young adults. It's a matter of mind over whatever.
We go from the minute we wake up. I go to bed at 12 or 1. We go like crazy ladies, morning, noon, and night. Jack and I semi-retired a few years ago and lasted a few months. Sold the house in Florida, came back to Atlanta, and kicked Nikon up to, we just sponsored 6 people in the last 2 weeks. I mean, the energy level compared to other people our age, Sharon writes nursing manuals and is like this crazy worker lady, and you meet other people our age. I mean, we went to dinner with people in their 30s the other night, and they said, we wanted to hang out with you. It's the couple with autism. Mm-hmm. They wanted to hang out with because we were so young and so fun.
Sherry, I'm on my way to Kung Fu.
And I'm on my way to Pilates.
You go.
Isn't that fun? Because other people don't. They're like hanging out our age and just are on tons of medicines. Jack and I don't take a single medication.
No, nor do I.
And so it's like, yay for Nikon. Because we live the whole wellness home.
Right, and one of the fascinating things is as a volunteer firefighter, I'm in and out of people's homes all the time, and my record so far that I have to document medications is 23 different medications for a 53-year-old lady.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, it's just crazy, absolutely phenomenally craziness that our culture is going down this direction, and we need to go the other, and if we'll just simply look, and I love the way that Dr. Bues addressed it a few weeks ago on our call, that let's look at this from a perspective of swans, sleep, water, air, and nutrition, and it's really targeted on those. And Nikon is definitely with this, and if we will remember that free shipping until the end of next month.
That's so huge incentive.
Really, I mean, that's a $50 savings right there. For
plus
folks
$99 on the Queen and King.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is free now. So whether it's $50 for the smaller ones or $99 for the larger ones, it is free.
Yeah. So it's just absolutely phenomenal when you look at it from that perspective. So I want again for you guys, for the sake of your time, you, lovely ladies, thank you again, Sherry Clark in Atlanta and Sharon Weinstein in Chicago. I know you both have classes to get to, so.
I do, and by the way, I'm blessed to have Sharon on our team. I am so blessed.
And I feel the same.
And for those of you who have got people that you know this would be a benefit to them, www.saturdayamlive.com is the website. That'll take you right in to listen to the recording. You can also pick up copies of the CD from Blue Ribbon Video. But take advantage of what they've shared, because they're just two ordinary people who dealt with sleep issues all their lives. And to see this amazing, phenomenal turnaround, 180 degrees the other direction, this is not a coincidence type thing. And they're just two of literally hundreds and probably thousands now that have gotten on the Nature Rest and are experiencing this type of sleep. So, again, ladies, thank you so much.
And all of them are in stock, ready to go. Place your orders online.
No back orders anymore. So.
No back orders. You can do it online. So free shipping, 1, 2, 3, 4, go.
Yeah, there we go. All right,
thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you guys soon.
Okay. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.